On Wednesday, FC travelled to Hurst Cross in Ashton to put doubt behind us and pick up all 3 points. Two goals for Matthew Wolfenden did the business as FC won 2-1 on the night. It was FC that started the game the strongest, and it was no surprise when the Reds took the lead on 9 minutes when a John Worsnop clearance found its way to Matty Wolfenden, who raced clear and chipped the ball over the advancing Paul Phillips.
What an opportunity now for FC United. 1-2. Oh, what a lovely chip goal there from FC United. Matty Wolfenden, who slides on his knees, well, from defence to attack. The ball went through, and 9 minutes on the clock, and there he was, Matty Wolfenden with the keeper to beat. He made himself look big. But he chips the ball over him from about 15 yards out, and FC United take an early lead here.
FC were keeping the ball well, something they failed to do in previous games, and it was no surprise when the lead was doubled 10 minutes later. The ball was played forwards towards the Ashton defence, where it dropped to Matty Wolfenden, who produced a fantastic chip from 25 yards that looped over Phillips and dropped into the corner of the net.
It's cleared, but a blue shirt wins it, and now it's a good 1-2 there between the Norton. First half shot comes in. And I've got to say, ladies and gentlemen, you have just missed one of the best goals you will see for a long, long, long time to go. Come. It was that good, I didn't even get a chance to scream and shout. Matty Wolfenden, a 1-2 with Michael Norton. Norton's played it back to him from about 45, maybe even 50 yards. He side-footed it into the top left-hand corner of the goalkeeper's side. And FC United take a 2-goal lead.
As the half wore on, Ashton found themselves in the game as ex-FC striker Aaron Burns fired over from the edge of the box. This began a period of Ashton pressure, which saw numerous shots and headers blocked, including a great chance by Tom Baker, who saw his shot superbly blocked by the United defence. 5 minutes after the restart, the ball was played through to Burns, who marginally beat Worsnop to it, but was tripped by the keeper for a penalty. Worsnop saw yellow for the challenge, and Burns confidently slotted the spot kick into the top corner of the net to bring Ashton back into the game. 4 minutes later, FC had a penalty of their own as Jerome Wright ran into the box. He seemed to be impeded with a slight shove in the back. He was then brought down, and the referee pointed straight to the spot for a slightly soft penalty. Dean Stott took the kick, but saw Phillips pull off a good save low to his right. FC held on well for the victory, including an inexplicable 6.5 minutes of injury time, which set them up well for the visit of Eastwood Town on Sunday.